Good afternoon, Myles.
Eamon, sorry for coming to you late. I think we were meant to have a draw earlier on, but, well, live action down in the...
I know, in
the Carrigar, Downing's Fannin Glen area is dominant.
That's a took priority, understandable.
Okay, well Eamon...
Go ahead, Myles.
No, you go ahead and you tell me what you would like us to do.
I'm just talking about today's game. I'm down here in just outside Skerries with Dunamana taking on the Hulls in the Irish Senior Cup. And the players have just gone off for tea now, but it's been a very bad day for Dunamana. They've just managed to score 143. Only three of their players getting into double figures. William McClintock with 38, Andy McBrien with 16, and Ricky Lee Doherty with 27. And two of those three players also got run out, disastrous run out. So a very, very disappointing batting performance by Dunamana. At the moment, the Hulls, as they come off for key, they're 23 for the loss of just one wicket. So really, it would take an awful, awful lot for Dunamana to win this one. Disappointing batting today, but it's one of those things. Hulls are a decent side, there's no doubt about that. One of the favourites to go on and win it. But after Dunamana winning yesterday, they came in a high, but unfortunately, it doesn't look as if it's going to work out.
Okay, and do you want to look back at the action yesterday in the Northwest Senior Cup?
Yes, we won the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup on yesterday, quarter-finals. And we'll start with Dunamana, who had a big result yesterday. At one stage, there were three of their men out for just four runs. But they had a big partnership with the two McClintock brothers, William and Gary. They had 116 for the fourth wicket, finishing up with 270 for nine. William McClintock batting superbly, scored 125. Korean put up a decent show. At one stage there was a little bit of a chance of them winning it, but they just managed 220, fell 50 runs short. And then Ardmore were involved at home to Fox Lodge. Fox Lodge getting 2-2-1. Decent total. Ardmore getting near it again, but all out for 203. So Fox Lodge booking their place in the semi-final. And the other game was an all-championship game at Ballyspellin. Ballyspellin scored 191. Strabane just managing 158. Andrew Gillespie getting 92 not out. So Ballyspellin going through the semi-finals by 33 runs. And just while I'm on it, my St. Johnson had a good result yesterday. They beat Burndellet in the championship. But the draw was made earlier this afternoon for the semi-finals of the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup, and it's resulted in Ballyspellin at home to Fox Lodge and Brady at home to Dunamana. And now speaking of the Dunamana boys down here, they feel that Brady's a bit of a bogey team, and they have beaten them a few times. It's a draw probably they didn't want, but the way Dunamana's playing, I don't think they fear anybody. They'll be strong favourites to go the whole way and create that bit of history with six in a row. So that's the draw, mate. It was made about an hour ago, and today, disappointing so far for Dunamana. Unless something dramatic happens, looks as if they had a good result yesterday, but they're going to buy out of the All-Ireland Cup today.
Okay, Eamon, just maybe confirm the final score between New Buildings and Brady in that semi-final.
Oh yes, of course. New Buildings could score 177, but Brady scored 257, so Brady very comfortable winners by 80 runs.
80 runs there. And you give us a draw, but is it such that Ballyspellin are at home against Fox Lodge?
Ballyspellin will have home advantage against Fox Lodge. That game down for decision on Saturday the 8th of July, and the Brady-Dunamana game scheduled for the following day, the Sunday the 9th of July.
And Brady have home advantage?
Brady have home advantage in that one, which should be interesting. But credit to Ballyspellin, they're the only championship side left. And they've got a chance against Fox Lodge. They beat Strabane yesterday. They certainly have got a chance. I wouldn't just write them off. It'd be a great thing for their club, who have really improved over the years. They're in the championship now, but their ground's looking superb apparently down there. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it will for that semi-final. It'd be great for them to get into the final. But obviously the main game is probably Brady and Dunamana.
And in the Interprovincial Trophy, they're playing on Friday night in Strabane. Victory for Northwest Warriors.
Yeah, it was good to see that, Miles, because they were due a result, you know. They lost one of the 3-day games, was washed out, and they looked like winning it. But they took on the Northern Knights again on Friday night in Strabane. Won by 3 wickets. It was close enough at one stage, but great bowling by Craig Young, who picked up 5 of those Northern Knights wickets. So at least they've got off the mark now. They've got points on the board, so that should give them a bit of confidence. I think next Friday night they're actually playing the Munster Reds, that game due to be played at Eglinton. They would be fancied they won that one, but off the mark on Friday night, beating the Northern Knights by 3 wickets.